Coming up on episode number 1187, it is a two-birthday episode of Coverville. Two cover stories in today's show. First up is going to be Jerry Marsden, lead singer of Jerry and the Pacemakers. You're familiar with a few of their songs, and you're going to be familiar with a lot more after the end of this show. Also, Tracy Thorne, lead vocalist for the band Everything But the Girl. You're going to hear some covers of and by Tracy, as well as EBTG. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another dual cover story edition of the show. Yes, two cover stories packed into one show. And as usual, the cover stories come from kind of different genres, right? We've got newer modern music, almost an electronica bent with Everything But the Girl, combined with the oldies, the British invasion pop of the 60s with Jerry and the Pacemakers. But for whatever reason, when you do it with covers, when you slather on a heavy helping of covers across all of those different genres, different styles, it all works. It all fits together and sounds fantastic together. And I'm hoping you agree as we listen to today's episode. Let's get started, though, with a song that you're probably very familiar with by Jerry and the Pacemakers. Matter of fact, when you think of Jerry and the Pacemakers, this is probably the first song that you think of. It is a song called Fairy Cross the Mercy, and I'm not going to be playing the Frankie Goes to Hollywood version. I've played that on the show before. You can go back to another episode of Coverville and hear that one, and I encourage you to do so. I'm going to play something a little bit different. Burton Cummings of Guess Who? Yep, Guess Who fame. Recorded an album called Up Close and Alone, a live album, where he plays some Guess Who tracks. He plays some covers, and it's a really cool album. Let's start things off with Burton Cummings and his cover of Fairy Cross the Mercy. You're going to hear a little bit of his introduction as part of it.
The British invasion occurred. Things changed for guys that were lucky enough to be in bands, and we started singing songs like this. Your name is Boy.
turn you away. So I'll continue to stay here. I always will stay. So
please lock me away. I'm gonna allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune and raindrops hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I'll wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I'll wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. Don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Someday those stripes are going to come off, and
yeah,
when they do, we'll be
right, you miserable stool pigeons.
Each day.
The Stool Pigeons with a cover of It's Gonna Be All Right, that one from their album Jerry Cross the Mersey, which came out in 2012, featuring all covers of Jerry and the Pacemakers songs, all done by the Stool Pigeons. It's not a compilation album. It's all Stool Pigeons, but different vocalists on a few of the tracks. So it feels like it's almost a compilation album. That thing came out in 2012, The Stool Pigeons and Jerry Cross the Mersey. Before that, you heard Jerry and the Pacemakers themselves with kind of a discified version of World Without Love, a song that was originally written by Paul McCartney and played for his girlfriend at the time, Jane Asher, whose brother was Peter Asher, who formed the one half of the duo Peter and Gordon, the first band to release that song. They asked Paul if they could record it. He said yes, and it turned into the biggest hit and the song that you closely associate most with Peter and Gordon. Later, I think there are versions where the Beatles do a cover of that song, but it's funny, even the rivalry between, not really rivalry, maybe the playful rivalry at the beginning that Paul McCartney and John Lennon had began with Paul McCartney singing the line, "Please lock me away," and John Lennon saying, "Yep, okay," end of song. World Without Love there by Jerry and the Pacemakers. That one recorded in 1982 on their 20-year anniversary album, and it sounds every bit of 1982, right, with that disco beat in the background. We start off the set with Burton Cummings, lead singer of the Guess Who, Canadian artist extraordinaire, from his solo live album, Up Close and Alone. I think there might even be a couple different volumes of that. Really, really good stuff, and some amazing stuff on there. He actually does a cover, he does a cover of a song as if it were done by Gordon Lightfoot, and I can't remember what it is, but you'll have to go check that out. Burton Cummings, Up Close and Alone, and his cover of Ferry Cross the Mersey. All right, I'm getting to this right now because I'm so excited to play it for you. This is really bizarre. Speaking of 1982, things were very different in 1982, especially for a band that we know and love today for their more dark, melancholy point of view, their lifestyle. I'm talking about Depeche Mode. And back in the early 80s, Vince Clark was part of the band, and they had kind of a different, more poppy style to them. I mean, you remember songs like The Meaning of Love and Just Can't Get Enough, definitely more upbeat songs from Depeche Mode, and they've kind of veered away from that in recent years. But in 1982, when they were doing concerts, when they were touring with Vince, they would include this song inexplicably in their sets of music. Originally done by Jerry and the Pacemakers, here is Depeche Mode and the song I Like It.
It's called I Like It. We'd like you to join in on the I Like It. It's for Joe. I like it, I like the way you run your fingers through my hair, and I like the way you tickle my chin, and I like the way you let yourself in when your mama's not there. I like it, I like it, I like the things you say and all the things you do, and I like the way you straighten my tie, and I like the way you're winking your eye, and I know I like you, and I know I like you. Do that again. You're driving me insane. Kiss me once more. That's another thing I like you for. I like it, I like it. I like the funny feeling being here with you. And I like it more with every day. And I like it always hearing you say you're liking it too. You're liking it too. Do that again. You're driving me insane. Kiss me once more. That's another thing I like you for. I like it, I like it. I like the funny feeling being here with you. And I like it more with every day. And I like it always hearing you say you're liking it too. You're liking it too. Whoa, I like it. Are you liking it too?
Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Changing glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Ah, strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to that moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was such a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. It turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Oh, strangers in the night. Oh, oh, strangers in the night.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, tomorrow in the morning light. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Time shadow disappear, and with them go all your tears. For tomorrow will bring joy for every girl and boy. that you're crying. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. Don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. So don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no. Oh, oh, oh.
And Bill Sykes on the piano.
It's beautiful. That is Last Train Home. As part of a project called Bandhouse Gigs, who've released a bunch of really, really good compilation cover albums, which I think are all recorded at concerts, and they bring people up and in different configurations, different bands, different performers, and do a single presentation to the night. So this one comes from a tribute to the British Invasion. They've also done Nick Lowe. They've done Joni Mitchell. This is a really, really cool project. And one of these times, I'd actually really like to go see this live. I think it's in, I want to say it's in Tennessee, maybe in Nashville. Bandhouse Gigs presents, and really, really want to go check one of these out. Now, that song, not originally done by Jerry and the Pacemakers, but originally done by Louise Cordet, or Corday, I'm sorry, Louise Corday. Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. Jerry and the Pacemakers had a much bigger hit with it, of course, but not the first band to do it, or not the first performer to do it. Louise Corday doing that one first. Jerry and the Pacemakers right before that with our cover of Burt Kempfert's Strangers in the Night. Yes, you would be in great company if halfway through that song you started doing Shooby Dooby Doo, because that's what we were all doing here, Strangers in the Night. The Supremes with a cover of How Do You Do It from an album, a tribute album that they did in 1964 called A Bit of Liverpool. And of course, in addition to the Beatles covers that you'll find on there, you're also going to find a cover of How Do You Do It by Jerry and the Pacemakers that you heard right there. And we start off the set with, yes, Depeche Mode, from a live bootleg in 1982, a cover of Jerry and the Pacemakers' I Like It. I like that a lot, and I'm really, really amazed that something like that exists, and I wish they'd officially release it. That's such a cool recording that it just blows my mind that something like that exists. So big happy birthday to Jerry Marsden, Jerry and the Pacemakers. This would be, let's see here, it would be birthday number, I'm trying to get caught up to that part of the spreadsheet, here we go, 75 for Jerry Marsden. Let's get to another birthday here in just a moment, but before that, I'm going to tell you about our sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor, my friends, as you may have guessed, is Amazon and the Amazon.com listener purchase of the week. So, you know, I talk about food and I talk about electronics and all the things that you get over there at Amazon, and all the ways that you help support the show, of course, by going and making your purchases on Amazon after you click through from coverville.com. But this is an interesting one and looks like the perfect time of year to get this sort of thing. Somebody picked up the Minnetonka Women's Hello Kitty Moccasin Slip-On. Yes, it is a pink moccasin slip-on pair of shoes that have an adorable Hello Kitty logo, the face embossed in the front. Comes from the Minnetonka company, so it's, you know, going to be your genuine leather deal. Nice and comfy, cozy for those winter months that are coming up as you're walking around the house. And of course, available in hot pink. I think you can also get it in black or leather brown. But why would you do that when Hot Pink is available? So there you go. Somebody bought that in the last week via Amazon using the Coverville link. Now, how do you do it? How do you do it, as they say in Jerry and the Pacemakers land? Well, I'll tell you how you do it. You go to coverville.com and you look in the show notes for this episode or any other episode, and you click on the Amazon link that you find there. Or you just go to the main page. Right there on the homepage of coverville.com is an Amazon banner. Make sure you turn your ad blocker off if you're not seeing it. Or very simply, just go to coverville.com/Amazon. And that's how you help and become the Amazon purchaser of the week. All right. Every little bit you do helps out the show. Blah, blah, blah. You've heard it all before. Let's get to this then. Tracy Thorne is turning, had that right in front of me too. She is turning 55. Most notably lead singer of Everything But The Girl, and you're going to recognize a few of their songs in here being covered by other people, but also has done some covers both as a solo artist, as a member of Everything But The Girl, and even guesting on other people's tracks. We're going to start things off with a solo track that she recorded here for the album Tinsel and Lights. A lot of great Christmas covers on there. We're not ready for that yet, but Tracy does do a cover of a Skritti Politti song, and there aren't many covers out there, people, of Skritti Politti songs. I'm really bummed about that because I'm a big fan of Green Gartside and Company. Love Skritti Politti. But while you're waiting for that amazing tribute album that I'm sure is just on the horizon, here is Tracy Thorne and her cover of Skritti Politti's Snow in Sun.
I was getting me down, took a train into town. The sun is shining brightly, though the snow is falling lightly too. Made me think of how brave you are, and how come I have strayed so far, and why everything came apart in my
Step off the train, I'm walking down your street again. Past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there, and now you disappeared somewhere, like out of space. Found some better place, and I miss you like the deserts miss the rain, and I miss you like the deserts miss the rain. could you be dead? You always were two steps ahead of everyone. We'd walk behind while you would run. I'd look up at your house and I can almost hear you shout. Deserts miss the rain, and I miss you. Like the deserts miss the rain. Back on the train, I ask, why did I come again? Can I confess? I've been hanging around your old address. Years have proved to offer nothing since you moved. Now you're long gone, and I can't move on, and I miss you. Like the deserts miss the rain, and I miss you. Like the deserts miss the rain, and I miss you. Like the deserts miss the rain, and I miss you. Like the deserts miss the rain.
What's this?
One of the best things to come out of the movie, Batman Forever. Yeah, that soundtrack. That is Massive Attack featuring Tracy Thorn on vocals with a cover of The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, originally by Smokey Robinson, also very famously covered by the Marvelettes. The movie, the soundtrack, all that stuff came out in 1995. Before that, Jody Siders with a cover of Missing, that one from her Uncovered album, which came out in 2013, probably the most popular Everything But the Girl track, and Tracy Thorn solo doing a cover of Skritti Politti. More Skritti Politti covers, please. That's a cover of Snow and Sun from the album Tinsel and Lights, and that came out in 2012. Got one more set and one more song that if you're a casual Everything But the Girl fan, you'll absolutely recognize. This one, this cover came out on the Best Of release by Olivia Ong back in 2012. Here is her rendition of Everything But the Girl's Driving.
Lover boy, if you call me home, I'll come driving fast as wheels can turn. Oh, lover boy, I know you too well, all of my lonely secrets to you I tell. The highest of highs, the lowest of lows, I'll come driving fast as wheels can turn, fast as wheels can turn, hey, stretching away as far as my eyes can see. Deserts and darkness, my hand on the wheel. Lover boy, please call me home. A girl can get lonely out here on the road. You see, some days I find you always frighten me too easily. I leave my key and say I'm too young. Oh, lover boy, if you call me home, I'll come driving fast as wheels can turn, fast as wheels can turn.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance, and I'll take you tell your dad, get off my back. Tell him what we said about painting it black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside where it's okay, and I'll shake. Thank you. Won't you tell me what you're thinking of? Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, well, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. I won't make you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Looking for anyone to be mine. I thought love was just a fabrication, a train that wouldn't stop at my station. Home, alone, that was my consignment. Solitary confinement. So when we met, I was skirting around you. I didn't know I was looking for love until I found you. I didn't know I was looking for love until I found you. Didn't know I was looking for love until I found you. Didn't know I was looking for love. Didn't know I was looking for love. So there you stood, and I would. Oh, I wonder could I say how I felt and not be misunderstood. A thousand stars came into my system. I never knew how much I had missed them. Snap on the map of my heart you landed. I was coy but you made me candid. Now the planets circle around you. I didn't know I was looking for love until I found you. I didn't know I was looking for love until I found you. I didn't know I was looking for love until I found you. Love, so we built from here with love the foundation. In a world of tears, one consolation. Now you're here, there's a full brass band playing in me like a wonderland. And if you left, I would be 2 foot small, and every tear would be a waterfall. Soundless, boundless, I surround you. Didn't know I was looking for love until I found you. Until I found you, baby. I didn't know I was looking for love. Didn't know I was looking for love until I found you, baby. I didn't know I was looking for love until I found you, honey. I didn't know I was looking for love until I found you, baby. Didn't know I was looking for love.
Saturday night, you're all dressed up in blue. I've been watching you, God, maybe you've been watching me too. So somebody ran out, left somebody's heart in a mess. Well, if you're looking for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Some girls, they want a handsome man or some good-looking Joe. On their arms, some girls want a sweet-talking Romeo. Well, right here, baby, I've learned you get what you can get. And if you're rough enough for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Well, the road is dark and it's a thin, thin line, but I want you to know I walk it for you. Maybe your other girlfriends couldn't pass the test. If you're up and ready for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest.
The Girl right there from their acoustic album from 1988. Bunch of great covers on there, including a cover of Allison, originally by Elvis Costello. You'll find that one right there, Tougher Than the Rest, originally by Bruce Springsteen, covered there by Everything But the Girl on that acoustic album. Mute Madness right before that with a cover of I Didn't Know I Was Looking for Love. That one came out in 2004 on an acoustic break album. Everything But the Girl again with a cover of 13. That one recorded as an unreleased studio demo, but remastered and released in 2013 on the album Worldwide. They originally recorded that thing back in 1991, a cover of the song by Big Star. And we start off the set with Driving, another one of those big hits for them. Olivia Ong doing that cover on her, and including it on her Best Of album from 2012. That, my friends, is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this as much as I did, putting it together and playing it for you. We're going to be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, Oh my God, I didn't tell you any of the other stuff, though. I'm supposed to tell you how to get a hold of me. Well, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. The phone number, 1-877-7-COVER-9. That is the request line. Leave a message there, and I'll play your message when I play your request. Also, coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Check that out, and become a patron. Help support the show. Or pick up a copy of the 6-DVD set, which has all of the episodes from 1 to 1,000 right there at coverville.com. Now I can tell you, we're going to be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed, or Mega Feed. I guess it's the Mega Feed. You can find out more about that Mega Feed by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear a podcast so good, you'll wonder, how do they do it?
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.